The coffee maker that ate America. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's a moral dilemma facing environmentally conscious users of Keurig coffee makers who feel guilty because of a viral video showing what would happen if all their discarded K-cups assembled themselves into an angry monster and started firing coffee pods at people.
God! What is that thing?
It is not pretty. Even the man who invented the Keurig 20 years ago, John Sylvan, told the CBC that he feels guilty.
That's a valid criticism.
How do you think it ended up in everybody's homes? At least, not just one, but sometimes several of these machines.
I am absolutely mystified by that.
Well, I'm not mystified. It's because caffeine is addictive and people are lazy. But there are two ways you can look at this. If you stacked up the 9 billion K-cups sold last year, you could build almost 15 Washington monuments. However, if you crushed them, you could easily pave them over with about a mile of interstate highway and nobody would notice, except for the unexplainable donut urge on the way to work. As the CBC interviewer put it,
we're going to be buried in K-cups at some point if we don't do something about it. So what? Whose responsibility is it then?
Well, for $12, you can buy a reusable metal filter that you don't have to throw away. So if you don't do that, I guess it's your responsibility. Although a true environmentalist would ditch the hot coffee habit entirely and just drink warm tap water. No more K-cups, no more stained neckties, no more scalded genitals. Problem solved. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.